Before we jump into today's Here's a Thought commentary, I'd like to talk about this series and my podcasts. In 2005, I started the Lenswork audio blog titled On Photography in the Creative Process. 6 months later, Apple introduced the term podcast to the world. So I guess I can honestly say that I've been podcasting since before podcasting was podcasting. We've now posted over 1,400 podcast episodes and counting, a new one every week. Then, in 2019, we introduced the short-form Here's a Thought daily commentaries. We recently posted number 2,200 in that series. 6 years of daily commentaries without missing a single day. I've done it, but even I'm a little amazed by that. All of this content, both the podcast and Here's a Thought, we've published for free and always will. That's my commitment to the project and to photography. That said, if you'd like to express your appreciation for this content and can do so, a donation would be greatly appreciated. You'll find a donate button at www.lenswork.com. Thanks. Now on to today's thought. Here's a rather technical thought that I'll title The PPI Required for Printing, because it's a question that I get with some frequency from new photographers, particularly after they've had a chance to see some of my prints. The question comes up, how many pixels per inch are required for printing? And there's a lot of different information out there on the internet. Some people say 360 pixels per inch. A more common figure I see is 300 pixels per inch, and I've even seen people recommend 240 pixels per inch. But I would propose that the question as asked, how many PPI are required for printing, is essentially unanswerable without additional information or at least a blind assumption. And what is that missing or assumed data? Well, quite simply, it's what's the viewing distance likely to be? I remember years ago in the early days of digital photography, the iPhone people wanted to make a big point about how good their cameras were, and so they created a billboard in New York. It was huge, you know, the billboard size image, that looked fantastic, and it had been photographed with an iPhone, and it was 11 pixels per inch, but looked great. And why? Well, it looked great because you were speeding past it in your car, looking at it from probably 50 or 60 yards away, and 11 pixels per inch is all you need in order to think the photograph looks pretty doggone good. So I would say there is no answer for the question, how many pixels per inch are required for printing, unless you also specify the viewing distance, which, of course, is difficult to do because you're not in control of it. Even if you have a print up in a gallery, for example, what's to prevent someone from coming up very close to it and looking at it from what I characterize as nose print distance? That is to say, about as close as your eyes can focus, which also depends on how old you are, but let's not bring that into the calculation. But obviously, if you're going to see a print from 10 feet away, you're not going to see as much detail as you see from 10 inches away. And if you look at that 11 pixel per inch iPhone photo up close, what you're going to see is a whole bunch of dots instead of the subject of the photograph. So what's the PPI required for printing? First, you got to tell me how far the viewing distance is. And that depends on what the purpose of the print is. But even that isn't the end of the conversation, because it's also dependent on what the medium is. If you print on inkjet printers, you're going to need one kind of resolution, but if you're going to show something on a computer screen, you need a different kind of resolution. So the PPI required for printing is probably going to be a different answer than the PPI required for screen viewing. Of course, we all know this relative to social media, but it really is part of the question. How many pixels do you need? Can influence what camera you buy and how you process your images. and probably more variables that I haven't thought of. Perhaps as a general rule of thumb, I would say that I've found it useful to think in terms of 300 pixels per inch when I'm printing something like a chapbook or a folio, something that's intended to be handheld and viewed from a distance of 10 inches to 20 inches, something like that, handhold viewing distance. I usually go with 300 pixels per inch, plus or minus. If I'm making a bigger print that's going to be hung on the wall, I don't hesitate at all going down to 240 pixels per inch because I know the viewing distance is likely to be greater. Yeah, someone can walk up and look at it closely, but most frequently people are going to see it from a distance, and you can get by with a little lower pixels per inch count. And there's one other factor that comes into play, and that's the resolution of your printer. Printers can print at 720 dots per inch, or 1440 dots per inch, or 2880 dots per inch. At least that's what my printer does. And depending on what resolution I choose to print at will determine to some degree how much detail is revealed in the print. Combine that with the problem of how far away you are, and it's a very complex question for which there probably is no right answer. I got onto this years ago when I was visiting a friend's house, and he had an absolutely magnificent large print hanging above his fireplace. It was probably 40 inches wide, left to right, and maybe 20 or 30 inches tall. Beautiful image. And my technical curiosity got the better of me, and I asked him the question what the resolution of the image was to make that large of a print. And he said, well, this image is printed at 72 pixels per inch. 72, that's like screen resolution. But sitting across the living room, it looked fantastic. When I got up close, it still looked fantastic, but I could tell that there was some lack of detail when viewed from inspection close distance. But his 72 ppi image looked fantastic sitting in his living room having conversations over coffee. We can't always control the viewing distance for our images, but we can project what's likely to be the case and then modify our technology to fit the output.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.